Hello, I'm Nick Corbell, and welcome to the third of a series of podcasts following my diagonal walking project to create a walk slicing through the heart of England and to write a book about my experiences. In the first podcast, we covered what I mean by a diagonal walking, and in the second, we looked at the idea of walk with me. Things are beginning to hot up with the project, and in this podcast, we're covering some of the preparation and planning taking place in the month or two before my feet actually start walking. So once again, I'm delighted to be joined by Ben Wheeler from Bucks New University.
Hello again, Nick. Thanks for that. So it sounds like you're beginning to move from theory into practice.
Yes, it very much feels like that. It's all fine and dandy when you're just having a think about it in theory. But now we're beginning to imagine actually doing it. First thing was actually sort of testing the concept amongst friends and family, actually sort of asking around and seeing what people's reaction was. One of my sons actually said it was very dad, which I took to be a compliment. But perhaps I shouldn't. Then I had to test that it actually worked as a theory, that you could actually walk through a diagonal line cutting through the heart of the country.
Yeah, I was worrying about that, actually. How did you test that?
Well, strange as it may seem, the very first challenge was actually to go out and buy a protractor. I needed that 45-degree angle, which wasn't as easy as you might think, as the shop assistant in WH Smith's here in High Wycombe seemed to think it was some kind of surgical instrument. But putting that aside, the first thing to do was actually go to the local library and find out which OS maps I was going to need, and then just go out and get them.
Do you have better luck at Smith's then?
I decided this time I'd bypass Smith's and I went down the eBay route. I got the most recent copies of all the maps at a much reduced price.
Now, how many maps are there?
18. Although the line cuts through almost all of them, and then some of them it just cuts a corner on one or two of them. So it never, you know what it's like with maps, it never quite works as you want it to.
And did the line work?
It did work. In fact, I reckon I can walk the line without deviating more than a couple of miles from it. It's odd. We're very blessed in this country to have such a network of footpaths and bridleways, public rights of way. You might go up or down either side of the line, but I reckon you can do it without deviating more than a couple of miles. Although sometimes I'll have to cross back over it to find a more favourable route.
So it's not just footpaths then?
No, not just footpaths. Footpaths, bridleways, towpaths, minor roads. So I'm obviously trying to avoid the motorways and I'm trying to avoid A roads. But there's the odd bit where you might have to walk a few hundred yards along a more major road, but they're actually quite rare.
Did you uncover anything you weren't expecting then?
Yeah, well, inevitably, yes, because I didn't know what I was expecting in the first place. Well, there are one or two pretty significant obstacles along the line, quite physical ones, not least the River Mersey quite early on. But the line itself actually pretty much crosses the Mersey on the Runcorn to Widnes Bridge. So I'm going to have to find a way over that, probably have to get a lift or a taxi or something. And similarly, the River Thames, I haven't quite cracked that one yet. The line more or less cuts across the Dartford crossing, but again, that's not something you really want to walk. I might have to hitch a lift there. Or if I'm being purist, there is an opportunity to do a detour, maybe use the Blackwall Tunnel, something like that. Then there's the River Medway towards the end, which is in Kent, and that's going to require quite a detour to find a way across. Surprisingly few ways of crossing the Medway. And of course, perhaps the most significant one was when I was drawing the line, my pencil went straight through the middle of Luton Airport. So I think a little diversion might be a good idea there.
So that's the mapping done then. What else have you been up to in the planning stage?
Right. Well, there's the whole digital element, getting a website design put together. You know, I could do this myself, but I have involved a professional on that. And then creating the various social media accounts, generating some followers, getting the whole sort of walk with me thing up and running, getting that moving, getting some momentum. I'm also keen to not acknowledge that not everybody is necessarily a social media fan, especially people sort of my generation. So I wanted to get people involved with the blogs. I want to get the blogs moving, these podcasts, YouTube channel, getting all those things done. It's surprising how quickly the weeks go as we're waiting for the nights to get longer.
Serious stuff then.
Yes, but I'm very grateful to you guys here at the Bucks New University for helping put together not just these podcasts, but also the filming for the video, and getting other people involved along the way, which is actually part of the whole community aspect of diagonal walking. So that's been great. a key part of the challenge for me is for me to get away from my own comfort zones, if you like. I could just go out and walk this and have a rare old time, but I want to actually do things which I haven't done before, like building the website or getting involved with social media presence, making a film. It's all been great fun.
Great. So could you tell the listeners then what's been the best and the worst part so far?
Well, the best has probably been the energy. God, everything's moved so quickly. And now I can't wait to actually get walking. It's almost in my head. I'm always dreaming it every night. And that's kind of linked to the worst bit. The worst bit's the waiting.
So why not just get going then?
Well, I'm being practical here. I'm waiting for the longer days and for things to warm up a bit. It's pretty cold out there at the moment. But fingers crossed, the actual walking will start very soon. And you know, I need to show patience here. I'm keen on getting the traditional media involved, like I talked about in the last podcast, and that's going to mean sort of reaching out to people like radio stations and newspapers and getting them involved.
So there was the mapping, the digital side as well. What else have you been working on?
Well, there's something about getting fitter for a start. I do tend to make my 10,000 steps a day, but I'm looking to do double that for consecutive days when I'm on the walk. So I do need to build up a bit of stamina.
Hours on the treadmill then?
Pretty much. There's no way of getting around it. Plus, I need to make sure I'm pretty properly kitted up, clothes, equipment, everything I need. I'm going to have to carry. So there won't be a backup van following me here. I'm not like somebody sort of crossing swimming the channel. I need to carry everything that I need on my back.
Of course, yeah. So remind the listeners, are you going for all of this in one go?
Yeah, no, thanks for raising that. No, the answer is no. So as I've said before, my first book, which we talked about in the other podcast, we did this in stages, and I want to replicate that. I think breaking it down gives me a chance also to assess progress. So if you do a sort of week at a time, then you go back and reflect. Otherwise, you're too much in the moment. And there's something about what have I learned, what might I do differently on the next leg, and also just take a breather. I'm also keen to be writing the outline of the book, which is going to follow the walk as I go. So it'll be a case of walk, right until I'm finished. That same sort of rhythm of the whole walking. And breaking it down in stages also makes it more flexible to involve others as part of the whole walk with me idea, allowing me to flex into other people's schedules rather than assuming they can fit mine.
Okay, that makes sense. So what parts of the walk are you particularly looking forward to?
And that's another good question. I'm actually really looking forward to revisiting some of the places I went to 20 years ago. Plus, when I drew the line, it was uncanny the number of places the line went through where I've had some kind of connection in the past. So up in the northwest corner of the line, it actually starts in Runcorn, which had a whole chapter to itself in my first book. Somewhere I've never been to before and I've never been to since, so it'd be interesting to go back and see how that's changed. It goes through Stoke-on-Trent, for example, where I went to university. It goes through Milton Keynes, where I've had an involvement in the past. It goes literally within 100 yards of a house that I lived in for 2 years outside St Albans. And then it goes through Gravesend, more or less, which is where the son I mentioned earlier lives now. So it's really quite weird. It'd be really interesting going back to those places, some of which were featured in Walking and Water and others of which have actually featured in my life to date.
So where are you really looking forward to?
Oh, strange as this may seem, I'm actually really looking forward to going back to Milton Keynes. And that's not a sentence I thought I'd ever really say. I was involved in a project there over 30 years ago to help build an energy efficient house. It was, if you like, our own sort of mini grand designs. And I'm very keen to see, A, if it's still there, and B, if it, how it's turned out. Did it stand the test of time? And how has theory lived up to reality? Seems to be another good sort of metaphor for the book.
So is that everything on preparation then?
Well, there's the mental side too. It's being very clear about what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. But I'm getting pretty happy with that. I think it's all looking good and I'm really looking forward to it. As I say, I'm itching to get going.
Great. Well, that's fantastic, Nick. Thank you very much. Thanks for bringing us up to date.
No, thank you, Ben. It's been really good talking about it.